You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Got some things to talk about tonight, but I want you to be doing the talking. So what I'm going to do is open the phones, and I want you to call and tell me, well, we're going to talk about two things tonight. Number one is the Conservation and Reinvestment Act, also known as CARA, or C-A-R-A. And I need you guys to call me up and tell me what that means and why. I want to know why. Once we find out exactly what it means from the listening audience, I want to know why the NRA is backing this. I told you to watch out for the NRA. You guys just, you know, seem to think I'm loony or something. But the truth is I'm right on the money. Right on the money. NRA has been compromising and selling our gun rights down the tubes for years. For a long time, they were claiming that they never give out the membership list under any circumstances to anyone. And at the same time, they were selling the National Rifleman's subscription list. Well, that's not the membership list. That's the subscription list for the National Rifleman. But what they forgot to tell you is only members get the National Rifleman. So the subscription list for the National Rifleman was the membership list. And one of the ones who bought that list, by the way, was the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Ha ha ha. I can't believe it. Okay, we're going to open the phones, 520-333-4578. I want to know, what is the Conservation and Reinvestment Act, also known as CARA, C-A-R-A, or CARA, C-A-R-A, or, I don't know, how many different ways can you pronounce it? It's just an acronym anyway, C-A-R-A, Conservation and Reinvestment Act. What is it? What does it mean? Usually when they pass something like this, it sounds real nice, doesn't it? Conservation. We're going to save something. We're going to conserve something. And we're going to reinvest something in something. What? What are they going to reinvest in? And what are they going to conserve? What's this all about, folks? So get ready. Call in 520-333-4578. Tell me what this is. Conservation and Reinvestment Act, also known as CARA, or CARA. And what's it all about? Chicken Plucker. Number is 520-333-4578. Tonight's topic is the Conservation and Reinvestment Act, also known as CARA, C-A-R-A. I want to hear from the listening audience what this is. I know there's somebody out there who knows all about it. Would you call in and tell me and the listening audience? And then we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to talk about the NRA. Not ringing. Don't tell me you're all scared of this topic. Does this topic scare you? Are you a chicken plucker? Come on, folks, get off your butt. Let's go. Let's get this broadcast on the road here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Gary from Connecticut.
Hi, Gary. What's this CARA thing?
I don't know, but can I take a guess?
Take a guess?
Yeah. I can tell what it is just by by the way it sounds.
Well, take a guess then.
It's land grabbing, and the only reason the NRA is behind it is because they think that we're going to get some future hunting lands.
Well, you're right on the money. But I need somebody to call that knows a little bit more about it than that. Cara, conservation and reinvestment. He's right on the money, but I need somebody to call and knows more about it than that caller did, okay? So let's go, folks. And if you don't want to participate, I'll just go do something else. I got lots of stuff I can do. Well, folks, I thought you'd be interested in this topic. It's a very serious thing that's going on, but I guess you're not. I'm going to give you till the end of this broadcast. If people don't start calling and participating, I'm going to terminate this broadcast, and I'm going to go do some things that I need to be doing, rather than playing phone tag with a bunch of chicken-plucking cowards. I'm just getting tired of this crap. So either participate, or when this song ends, I'm going off the air. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
I think it's about just taking our own property, too, isn't it?
Have you heard about it at all?
I've heard a little bit. I was thinking something about, you know, eventually grabbing all our property, too, you know.
What is it that you've heard? I don't want to know what you think. I want to know what it is. What have you heard about it?
I've heard that, you know, as far as animals and insects and all that stuff, you know, making them... putting on endangered species list and then taking our property, if I remember right.
No, it has nothing to do with endangered species.
I thought it was something tied in with that. I thought that's why I remember what I heard.
Nope, nothing to do with endangered species.
Well, I guess I got it wrong then.
Okay.
But thank you anyway, Bill.
Isn't there anybody out there that knows anything?
I don't know. We'll find out, won't we?
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, WBCQ, you better get ready, because when this song ends, it's the end of this broadcast. If people don't start responding real quick, they don't care. I don't either. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Dominic from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How are you this evening?
Good.
Good. CARA is basically a resolution that will set aside millions of dollars to federal and state agencies to, implement their eminent domain programs.
Eminent domain?
Yes.
For what purpose?
For the purpose of, say, you know, they need open space. There's a thing out on the East Coast here where they say local governments say they need open space. We need more parks, we need more green, that sort of thing, and they basically take farms because they don't trust the people that own the property currently to do what's right with it. in their eyes is what I'm saying. This isn't my my view. It's in the local politicians, the local governments, that sort of thing.
I understand.
And they basically, it's going to give people like this, governments on state and even federal levels, money to go in and buy that person out, so to speak. But of course, the buying out isn't fair market value. It's usually
it's not voluntary and it's not negotiable.
Absolutely.
In other words, if they have their eye on your property for whatever reason,
yes,
they don't even need a reason. If they want your property, and they're going to be wanting all the property everywhere, because that's the whole goal. Read the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, absolutely.
It says private property is not allowed in a socialist world government.
Confine the people to a population center where they can be controlled more easily.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. And it's not negotiable, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
In other words,
they'll come in.
They want your property. They issue a court order of eminent domain, and they go out and they tell you, we're going to give you $5 for your property, whether you like it or not. You guys.
And Bill, there's people in my area where I live right now, in Pennsylvania. There's farmers that have been here for generations and generations.
Guess whose land they'll take first under this if it passes?
The farmers?
Klamath Falls.
Oh, yeah, Klamath Falls, absolutely. That's a big one right now.
They'll take all of those people's ranches and farms.
Oh, of course they will.
Instantly, overnight.
Absolutely. Push them into population centers.
Yeah.
So I've through, I guess, various news outlets and that sort of thing, I've heard that there's some of these environmentalist nuts right now has gone on the record as telling these farmers to just move into a town and get a job like everybody else.
Yeah, well, they're not environmentalists, let's stop calling them that. They're communists. They're communists,
absolutely right.
And they're implementing the Communist Manifesto in this country to strip the populace of property rights, to vest ownership of all property in the hands of the state, and just like in every other socialist and communist country in the world.
Private property and guns are the biggest threat to communism, I would say.
Well, I tell you what, this grabbing people's property. See, I told you a long time ago, people will put up with almost anything until you take their car or their television set or their chicken out of their pot. Or
creature comforts.
Take their house or take their land.
Right.
And when that happens, then, they're going to get our guns, but they're going to get the wrong end of the guns, and they're going to get a lot of bullets before they ever get near the stock of anybody's weapons.
Just don't take their TV sets, Bill, is the mentality of most people in this country today, which is it's a real sad state of affairs.
I'm using that metaphorically. You have to understand. I'm speaking metaphorically.
Right.
What I'm talking about is take anything away from the people.
Right.
Okay? Now they want to take land.
Absolutely.
If you take their land, you are taking their TV set. You're taking everything.
Right.
Okay.
Land in large quantities, I guess, Bill, and as I said earlier, push them into population centers where they can be controlled more easily.
Well, it goes beyond that. This is the implementation of the Communist Manifesto in this country. If there's anybody out there who thinks that they will be left alone and will be able to still own property, you're not playing with a full deck of cards. They want it all of it.
Yes.
And these are just the beginnings. You haven't seen anything yet. What's going on up in Klamath Falls is going to be going on all over this country.
They want to micromanage our lives, Bill.
And all of you people out there who are living on property and using well water, wait till they come and tell you can't use well water.
Well, they're registering wells now.
And plug your well.
They're registering wells now. You know, you have to pay for municipal water in heavily populated areas now. And the people who have wells, well, they hit you got to register your well now.
Well, what do you think that's about?
Micromanagement. That's so they can control
everything.
Well,
it has nothing to do with micromanagement. One of these days, they're going to come and plug your well. And
right.
To plug it, they got to know where it is. And that's why you got to register.
They want you to drink that fluoride, Bill.
No, it has not got nothing to do with wanting you to drink fluoride. It has to do with communism and the banishment or the complete doing away with the ownership of private property.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
I agree 100%, Bill.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, before I go, I'd like to get in touch with you sometime and talk to you about the long-range rifles.
Well, you know when you can call. Monday through Friday between noon and 5, my time. Any other time, you're not welcome to call.
Oh, is that, I mean, I can actually talk to you off the air then?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great. I've listened to, I'm a new listener, and I've listened to a couple bits and pieces of your shows. I've just gotten in tune with it, and I want to learn some more about these long-range rifles.
I'm not going to teach you to a class. You know, if you got a couple of questions, I'll answer them if you call. But I'm not gonna hang on the phone with you for an hour and have a whole class, okay?
Right. That's understandable. I just want to get the basics from you.
All right.
Okay, Bill. You have a nice evening.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number, and we're talking about Kara. You know, don't make any mistakes about this, folks. What's going on up in Klamath Falls under this Environmental Protection Act is just the tip of the iceberg, and it's going to be going on all across this country, everywhere. And this CARA thing, Conservation and Reinvestment Act, is just the next step, and it's going to get a lot worse. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. The CARA thing, it is pretty serious. If you don't mind, I did a search, and I came across there's a website that has a lot of good CARA information. It's www.landrights.org/OCS.
Well, all they need is landrights.org.
Yeah, that's all they need. They'll find it, but...
They'll find it if they're diligent. If they're not, then they won't.
Yeah, well, that's true. And then, it doesn't look that good. Not at all. This is almost as bad as, remember that Clinton had the Heritage Rivers?
This is nothing compared to what's coming.
I know, but remember
the whole world is going to be socialist, Marxist, and eventually it will decline into communism. That's the whole goal. If anybody out there has ever read Karl Marx, V.I. Lenin, Chairman Mao, Stalin, Khrushchev, Gorbachev, read his book Perestroika. He tells you the truth in there.
Oh, I know. They're just tying up the loose ends right now.
They're not tying up anything. They're starting to take everything away.
Well, that's what I mean. Once they've finally taken it all away, then all the ends will be tied up from their point of view. You know, remember the Heritage Rivers thing that Clinton wanted to have, and then they're all one after the other, and this thing is really the worst so far. Well, thanks for your time, Bill.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. This is not some creeping little thing that's only going to affect some people in some areas. This is going to affect everybody. There will come a day when you won't be able to use a river or a lake or take a walk in the woods anywhere. You will not be able to use private property. You will not be able to drink water from a well. Period. Period. Read the Communist Manifesto. And while you're reading it, check off how many of those items have already been implemented in this country. And you'll see how close we are. We're very, very close to being totally destroyed. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Cooper, this is Jennifer. I've spoken with you before. Nice to talk to you this evening, and thank you for being on the air.
You're welcome.
A comment on water control. Recently and through many cities, I get around my local area quite a bit. There are posters in post offices, et cetera, public places where schools are offering water testing for certain or uncertain wells.
Yeah, that's another way of finding out who has wells and where they're at.
That is true. And water control is definitely one of them. You take water control.
No, it's not water control. Eventually, listen to me. You people aren't listening to me. I've said it three times already. There'll come a day when they'll tell you you can no longer draw water from your well, and they will send somebody out to plug it.
Yes, they will. It's a massive control of the elements of survival.
It's enslavement of the people.
Enslavement, definitely. not only for water control at Klamath Falls, but to regulate...
Klamath Falls is not about water control. It is not about endangered species.
No, not at all.
It's about breaking those people so they'll be forced to sell their farms to the government.
Exactly.
Farms and ranches.
They don't want farmers to farm. They want us to be dependent on the New World Order's idea.
You don't understand. That's not what it's about. It's not that they don't want people to farm.
Okay.
They want to enslave the entire human race. If you have control over your own food supply, your own water, if you can own your own property and live out in the boonies somewhere, you're a threat to them and they cannot enslave you.
Wow.
Now, you all better start listening to me. I've been telling you this for years and you just don't hear. It's like you've got wax in your ears or something.
It's a part of a puzzle.
It's not a puzzle. It's right out in the open. They've been telling you for years what they're going to do. Karl Marx spelled it out. The communists all over the world have said, listen, we don't have to fight you. We don't have to take you to war. Khrushchev said that in the United Nations. Beat his shoe on the table. I said, we don't have to go to war with you. We don't have to nuke you. We will destroy you from within. And the whole world will be communist. That's what's going on. Read the Communist Manifesto. It's on our website, williamcooper.com.
Yeah. It's all about control.
It's about enslavement.
And enslavement.
No, enslavement, period.
Period.
Okay. You enslave somebody, you've got them under control. It's not about controlling water. It's not about controlling land. It's about enslaving the human race under Marxist socialism, which will eventually slide into world communism. They have never made a secret of this, ever.
That's very good. Very, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. You guys got to get it through your thick heads. This is not some little passing thing. This is not something that you can call your congressman and defeat and it's going to go away. They'll do it another way if they can't do it with the Conservation and Reinvestment Act. They'll introduce something else. And if they understand that the people are onto it and watching everything, they'll tag it as an amendment to some stupid bill that nobody's ever going to read and slide it right on through. Does the federal government have the jurisdiction or the authority to do any of this? What does the Constitution say? Hello? 520-333-4578. Can they do this lawfully, constitutionally? And if they can't, what does that tell you about the country? That the country has already fallen. The Constitution means nothing. They don't give a damn about it. We are not a nation under law. We are under tyranny. Despotism. What, folks? My good friend Doyle. I told him about prepaid legal and told him that he and his girlfriend Eva should get a policy to join prepaid legal. He said, nah, we don't need any prepaid legal. We don't need that stuff. And then Doyle got sick. And he's been laid up. And has been going to the doctor and all kinds of stuff. The doctor told him he had to take 2 weeks off. Well, he took the doctor's order down to where he works and they fired him because he was taking 2 weeks off. And it's all illegal. Now he's got to go pay for a lawyer. If he'd had prepaid legal, he wouldn't have to do that because that kind of stuff is covered. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, it would be well for everyone to read a portion of history that goes back to the Ukrainian period of 1936 when Stalin starved the Ukrainians, and the parallel is very similar.
Yeah, he starved them on purpose. Millions. They estimate that it was about 26 million people.
26 to 36 million. My father was 11 years old at the time, and the people ate grass.
Yeah.
To stay alive, and they even went as far as cannibalizing each other.
They ate grass, they ate dirt, they ate people, they ate grasshoppers, they ate anything they could find.
Yes, and the ongoing tyranny of what's taking place in Washington is extremely sad, and you're exactly right that the nation is asleep as the iron fist keeps closing.
I used to think they were asleep. Now I think they're just dead. I don't think they're even alive.
Well, we desperately, I guess I'm just speechless, especially with this CARA Act, knowing what we've gone through in our locality through a garbage issue 2 years ago to put the green cans out. They enforced a number of issues in the draft, 36 pages of rules and regulations that looked more like this type of dialogue than it had anything to do with collection of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And the local people raised up and were able to reduce it down to 10 pages, but this still goes on.
Yeah.
And it will happen like you're talking about.
And it's going to get worse.
Yes.
And it's no longer just coming from Washington, D.C. It's coming from the socialists in your cities and your counties and your state.
The universities have inundated the future management positions of cities with the mindset that follows this programming. And when they come in with a comprehensive plan for your community, whether it's a municipality or a county setting, you have to watch these people. You have to watch the people that come from without your community.
No, I don't believe that. I believe we have to arrest these people, try them, and hang them. That's what I believe.
I agree with that part. There's no doubt about that. But I'm saying they come into your community this way, and they come with these plans, and nobody comes to the meetings, and they set this stuff out, and it starts with a little green line on the map here and a green line on the map there, and the next thing you're going to be doing is standing in lines because you won't have a place to stand.
Well, I won't be standing in any line, and I always have a place to stand, and I know where to get food, and I know how to eat, and I know how to fight a war. Really good.
Well, I thank you for the input that you give to us. I thank you for chastising us that might whip us into shape and become
somebody
more
has to
alert.
Do it. Everybody else out there is just, you know, feeding the population mostly bullshit, lies, and trying to be nice to everybody so that their listeners will love them and like them, and nothing is happening. And I won't do it. I don't care what anybody like. I don't care if you all hate my guts. If it confronts you with the truth and makes you understand what's happening and gets somebody to move and help oppose this and eventually to fight it, because that's what we're going to have to do. They're not going to back down on this. We're going to have to fight them with guns. And that's the truth. And the sooner people realize it, the better. And if I could just accomplish a little bit of that, that will make me very happy, because my goal is to save the nation, not be liked by everybody. I could care less.
Well, there's times that I don't like you because the truth hurts, but then after I get over it, I realize how right you are, and I hope that for the new listeners, they grab a hold of what's being presented, because it's an excellent format, and I thank you for the privilege of voicing my opinion, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah, they better grab hold of something. You better grab hold of something, folks, because you just, you know, downhill on a roller coaster. You ain't seen nothing yet. I've been telling you for years what's been coming. Everything that I've told you was going to happen has happened right on schedule, and now it's beginning to roller coaster. And you all thought George Bush was going to say, oh, all we have to do is elect the Republican, and everything will be better. George Bush has already reneged on every campaign Tommy Bill Clinton that was in the White House. He's doing a lot of other stuff. He wants to give amnesty to millions and millions of illegal aliens. And he's negotiating with Fox, the president of Mexico, in order to open up the border and just let them come in anytime they want. What do you think that's going to do to the labor force? What do you think that's going to do to your job? What do you think that's going to do to the, to the overcrowded cities? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Tony from North Carolina.
Hi, Tony.
I just tuned in about 5 minutes ago, and I heard some of the discussion that was going on. And the only input I like to put in on is, as far as, the communism and socialism, is in 1996, the first night that Bill Clinton made his first address at the Democratic National Convention, he plainly stated that this is the last free election in the United States. And then in the year 2000, what happened? George Bush did not get voted president. He got appointed by the United States Supreme Court. He was not elected.
Well, I think he was elected.
You do?
Yeah. He was elected. He won the election. He won the electoral vote. Simple. He wasn't appointed by anybody. But I did hear Clinton say that. And I think Clinton actually meant it. I think that he felt that if he could get away with what he wanted to do, that he was going to be president forever.
Well, I'll agree with that because there was a lot of things, through the grapevine that he wanted to stay president, and there was a lot of things through the grapevine that, that a lot of scenarios that he wanted to pull off to try and stay president. But I thought it was really, really suspicious that the United States Supreme Court had to intervene over that little scenario in Florida.
No, they didn't have to intervene. He won the electoral vote, period.
Okay.
All they did you see, if somebody takes a case to court, it has to be addressed by the court. The court just said, hey, you brought it in here and you claimed that he didn't win and we're telling you he did.
Okay.
And he did.
I'll agree with that. All right, thanks, Bill. That's all I wanted to say. At least, because I talked to a lot of people about what I heard in 96 as far as what Bill Clinton said.
Oh, I heard him say that, too. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bill. You have a good night.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
So you weren't hearing things. He really did say that. He really did say it. And that's not the only place he said it. He said it on a couple of other occasions. When he was being interviewed one time, somebody said, well, what if so this or this? And he says, well, I don't think there'll be another election. That's what he said. I heard him say it. And, I think that Waco was an attempt to send a message to the American people that it was all over. And if you oppose us in any way, shape, or form, we'll just stomp you out like a bunch of ants. But it didn't work. It spawned the militia movement all over this country. It woke up a lot of people. And we got angry. Got very angry. And so they tried to demonize the militias through the communist Marxist-controlled press. And that didn't work. Didn't work. It just drove the hardcore militias underground. And believe me, they're there. They're ready to fight. And all these clowns got to do is start running around the country, taking people's land, and you're going to see civil war in this country a lot faster than you thought. And you better be ready for it, and you better be ready to fight on the right side. And you better be willing to die for what you believe in, because some of us are going to have to do that. And if you're not willing to do that, then you might as well quit pretending to be a patriot, quit pretending that you care, and quit pretending that any of this means anything to you. Give them your land, put your chains on, and march into the nearest city, and say, where do I report for my for my whatever it is you got in store for me? I've been warning you about this for years and years and years. I've been telling you exactly what's coming. Right down the line, I've been telling you. And it's like I'm talking to a nation of dead people. Nation of dead people. Even the ones that hear it don't really understand what the hell I'm talking about. And where did all these Marxists come from? Well, what did you think our colleges were going to turn out when all of the professors and teachers and all of these colleges across the country for the last 50 years have been staffed by Marxist socialists? And all of those of you who went to college, you know I'm telling you the truth, because when that professor got up in front of the class and started preaching socialism to you, if you objected, you failed. You failed. So you had to listen to him in order to write down what he wanted to hear, in order to pass the test and get a passing grade so that you could get your degree. Isn't that true? Well, some of you out there went to college, you know, over the last 50 years. Call in and tell us about that. Tell us what it was you really learned in college. 520-333-4578. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Joe?
Yes?
Yeah, I attended a year and a half, well, actually a couple of years of college. You only get points for one. It was back around 70. And then I think it was fall 74. And being a patriot, back then and before then, it was nothing short of hell for Massachusetts. And our local UMass is... has more people, has meant more people from Red China and Red from around the world than it does the local students and what usually passes for, you know, a local college. And it was...
Well, that's the home of commie Ted Kennedy.
Taxachusetts, Sosachusetts.
Yeah.
The People's Republic of, I don't know what to call it. I mean, if you've lived here, you've lived, it's like New York, New Jersey, or California. It's as bad as it gets. I used to get up, and I had a professor, Matty, who co-authored books with Alport and Maslow. You know who those are.
Yes.
Known communists.
Yes.
And I was always arguing with him, and he'd use humor and sarcasm and threats and everything. And the kids are 20, you know, 18, 20 years old. They don't know what to think, and... I yelled myself out. But with younger people, I've known a young man who was in 10 different colleges. The campus police threw him off every one of them because he was like myself.
Yeah, they won't let you stay there if you disagree with the politics of your professors. And they're all Marxists.
Exactly. And they don't allow you to put something on the paper like, I said, this is all a bunch of bull, but I'm giving this back to you because it's what you want to hear. They wouldn't call me on the carpet for that. But when I verbally... You know, in psychology, I wanted to be a psych major, but I think one semester of that, and I divested myself, or he did, of that notion. It was humanism and personology, personology and humanism. It's all BS, like you said. It's garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
It just, I
tried to warn people for years. I mean, years and years and years ago, before I even started this crusade, I used to tell people, why are you letting your children go to these colleges when they're being indoctrinated for 4 years into how to be good little Marxist communists?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter what the professor's personal politics are. My son's going to learn medicine.
It matters a great deal.
He might learn medicine, but along the way, he's also going to be indoctrinated, and he's going to come out a good little Marxist communist doctor, and that's the truth.
It's more serious than that. Like in MIT and some of the best colleges, they have huge drug cultures. I've counseled a few of the kids to go back to Kentucky or wherever they came from, get out of this hellhole. Some of them listened.
Good.
Because it would, because for some of them, it ended up in death. Jumped out of a window, drugs. Oh, it's more serious than you can imagine.
Yeah.
The administration is covering these things up.
Isn't it funny how they're all for the drugs, but, you know, if they catch some students having a beer party with a couple of kegs, I mean, that makes big news and everybody cracks down. I don't, you know, I don't believe in any kind of excess that destroys young people's minds, but I find it extremely hypocritical to pick out one thing and ignore all the rest like the rest is okay.
They want to legalize drugs. They won't make the same amount of money, but it'll become legal. They'll have the government stamp on it.
Sure.
And the real work of death can begin at that point.
Yeah, you know why? You know why they want to do
it?
That's right. If they've got your mind addicted to some drugs, and you're always spaced out on drugs, you're not a danger to the state.
Those drug cartels, virtually all of them at the top, are known Marxist-Leninists. Just about every one of them. In fact, I think it was back in the early 70s, they offered the president of Colombia, what was it, $11 billion they'd pay his national debt if they'd leave him alone, if he would leave them alone. It's so bad. Their biggest problem is trying to figure out how they can keep all those $100 bills in bottles so that the rats don't gnaw them all away. And the DEA is to keep the competition away from the CIA drug operation.
That's absolutely correct.
The Justice Department's gone south, covers up the administration faux pas and outrages and, how do we say, locally, I've studied it, locally to international, the counties and everything. There's the annual, what do you call that, the annual report. I can see every police chief I know is a member of the International Association of Police Chiefs. They didn't go to the big meeting down there that was moved from Mexico to New Mexico. And they all justify, well, I don't go to the meetings and I read the literature. Everybody's rationalizing. When you try to tell them it's all connected to Interpol and to the United Nations, oh, this is a quickie. I called up the UN. It was on a conversation you had with someone. And they played phone tag with me. I couldn't believe it. 3 days later, someone get back to me. This is about a year ago or less than that. And they said, yeah, this is a national park, but the Independence Hall is a heritage site. I said, how long has this been going on? They said, since 1979. But that's nothing. We've been under the UN Commission since 1947. And when they told me that, I said, I think they're getting blasé and arrogant about the whole thing. They told me the truth, but they make little of it. Depository Trust Company admitted to the financial meltdown in 1987 to someone who called up and said they were doing a paper.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you got the credentials, they'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
They don't care now. They're arrogant.
That's right.
Care what they tell you.
I've said it for years. None of this is secret. They don't even try to cover it up.
And they're no longer sheeple. You know what they are? They've been demoted to sleeple.
Well, I think they're dead.
Bill, I appreciate the time. I want to open it up to somebody else.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. And it's your turn to call, whoever you might be. 520-333-4578 is the number. Did you hear that the FBI just murdered somebody else up in Michigan? Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
Yeah, I have a question for you about the police enforcement.
Uh-huh.
Down in my area here, now we have the local police force, and also now I see where we got the, it's like a, well, on the side of the car, it's to say something like a wildlife police there. But I find out that they are doing the duties of what the local police should be doing, like directing traffic there.
Well, that's, you see, they're bringing all these agencies and the law enforcement police departments and things like that, all together. Eventually, they will all be members of one national police force.
Right. Right. So, they would have to, they would have made a deal with the, with the city to do that, right?
Well, they're all making deals everywhere. It's all illegal. It's all unlawful. It's all unconstitutional. It's all treason.
Right.
Treason.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, it just kind of surprised me when I saw that, because that's what I came to my mind. I said, why is this green car with wildlife directing traffic there?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. to find socialists and communists and Marxists. You can find them right next door. Right next door. They're running your cities. They're running your counties. They're running your state. And, you know, all these people you think are your friends, like Rush Limbaugh, G. Gordon Liddy, and who's the guy that was Iran-Contra dude that ran for Senate? I couldn't believe this guy testified that they were going to suspend the Constitution and take over the country. And now he runs for Senate, and everybody, oh, he's a Republican, we got to vote for him. Jeez. You know, sometimes I just look out and I have to shake my head. How in the world did this happen in this country? The people got so stupid. So utterly, completely stupid. Good evening, you're on the air.
I think you're looking for Oliver North.
Yeah, Oliver North.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, none of these guys are anybody's friends. They keep you pleasantly preoccupied with all this chatter about nothing and give you a sense that you have a spokesperson in the media, and they're not, and give you this false sense of security and comfort.
You know what I realized Bill Clinton is? Remember John Dean?
Yeah.
During the Nixon impeachment thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's John Dean on steroids. John Dean was this little mealy mouth, just took the, sat there and bored everybody to death with his trophy wife sitting behind him.
Yeah.
And they're all using the same tactic.
Yeah.
Did you hear Fox's, Vicente Fox's speech?
Wait till you see this fiasco with the IRS and the so-called tax honesty movement and and Congress, you know, later this month. That's going to be one of the funniest things I'll probably ever see in my whole lifetime.
Well, the thing is, and until they make Title 26 law, it doesn't mean anything anyway.
I know. Yeah, I know. I've covered all of that on this broadcast hundreds of times.
Pretty sickening.
Yeah.
But let me ask one last thing about the Tariff Bill.
And even if they did make it law, it does not apply to citizens within the states. And there's no law ever passed by Congress that requires any of us to file and pay income tax. Go ahead.
The Tariff Bill, isn't a declaration of war against the American sovereignty? By the UN.
They made a declaration of war against the American people so many times, so often, over the years, and the first one was when they created the United Nations and put it on American soil back in 1945.
Well, my nation actually was in existence way before that.
Well,
but they never had a real building.
I know that, yeah. In fact, the Allies fighting the war were called the United Nations.
Bill, you're a wealth of information. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks. You wait till they run around and start plugging people's wells and turning off water so you can't live and taking your land and, you know, giving you maybe one-tenth of the value. You're going to see people picking up guns. You're going to see a war in this country, and it's not far off. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. I want to apologize for calling you late a couple weeks ago. This is Chad from upstate New York.
I
won't do it again, okay?
I don't remember that stuff.
Well, okay. I know. You talk to a lot of people. But something I wanted to ask you about is a lot of things. Did you hear about the military roadblasted in certain states in this country?
Hear about the what?
Military roadblocks, and the military's pulling people out of their cars?
No.
Searching their cars?
Well, who you been listening to?
I got this from Alex Jones.
I knew it. Why do you listen to that scumbag?
I didn't know he was a scumbag.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I don't know. This is what I'm hearing from. I'm expecting he's telling me the truth.
Oh, really? Last New Year's Eve, he had people running for the hills, jumping in their cars, packing up their kids, running to hide in caves because the Soviet Union had launched atomic nuclear warhead intercontinental ballistic missiles at us.
I didn't know about that.
You're listening to a fool.
Holy my
who
God.
Will steer you right down the wrong road in a split second. He is a sensationalist, he is a liar, he is a rumor monger, and in my estimation, he's no different than Art Bell.
And this is
he just doesn't talk about aliens.
No kidding, this is not happening. You haven't had any reports on it?
No. And if it was happening, I would.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, I really thought this was happening.
No. No.
Oh man, God bless you. No, God bless you. God bless is all I got to say. I mean, what am I listening to, the devil?
I have no idea. You have to ask him. I've taken him to task for it many times, and he doesn't listen. I don't believe that he has a sincere bone in his body. I think he's working for the other side is what I think.
The thing is, he sounds like he knows he's working for us. But when he comes up...
I've told you a million times.
Who's kidding who?
Listen to me. I told you a million times, I don't give a damn who you listen to. Don't believe anything that anybody says, not even me, unless you can prove it. You understand?
I understand.
Well, then why are you not doing it?
I'm going to be doing it.
Well, good.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm taking a trip, and I heard they're doing it down in South Carolina, the military roadblocks and all this crap. Also, in Connecticut, and where was it? Iowa, and... Texas. You mentioned a few states. This is going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't even want to hear it.
I mean, from what I hear, you know, the way...
Why are you still talking about this?
Well, I don't know. Because he's very convincing. And I believe he was...
No. He's not very convincing. You, sir, are very dumb.
Well,
good night. There's no might about it. It's the truth. You people listen. I mean, anybody can come along and convince you of anything. Anything. Maybe I'll play those tapes from New Year's Eve. So you can all get another good listen to the truth about Alex Jones. Good God. Don't you know that's how they brainwash you and how they lead you astray and convince some people to do things that they shouldn't be doing? It's just to feed you lies day after day after day after day until you wouldn't know the truth if it hit you right smack in the face. I don't understand that. I've told you for years and years and years. I don't even remember how long I've been on the radio, at least 10 years. Before that, when I was lecturing and traveling around the country, I've always told everybody, here's what I know. Here's the documentation. Here's what I can prove. You know, here's where you can go and find the same thing. But don't believe me just because I'm telling you that. Just because I'm telling you I have documentation doesn't mean I do. But I've told you what it is. I've told you where to go find it. So go find it. And don't believe me. Don't believe anything until you have proven it to yourself. And that goes double for Alex Jones and everybody else. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yo, can you tell me, was there any more FBI shootings up in Michigan?
Yeah. Yeah, Roland Rome was wounded. He was shot. Grover Grosslin was killed, murdered. Brandon Peoples was wounded and arrested.
Where did this happen at, up in Michigan?
The Rainbow Farm.
Where?
Rainbow Farms.
Boy. Oh, boy. Can you tell me any more about the Klamath Basin? Has there been any violence up there?
No, not yet. But I imagine eventually there will be.
Did you get what you needed to hear on the Kara?
You got anything to add?
I missed out. I didn't get it all.
Okay. Well, we're out of time anyway.
Okay, Bill. When did you say I could call you after when you're not on the air?
Between 12 and 5, my time, Monday through Friday. And if you don't know how to tell what my time is, I suggest you learn, because if it's not between 12 and time, I won't talk to you.
That's specific time, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Yep, same as Pacific Daylight Time right now while the Daylight Savings Time is going on. Well, that's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you. If you want to know what's going on in the world and you got a computer, go to WilliamCooper.com. WilliamCooper.com. The top half of the homepage is where we put exclusive stories and things we think you need to know from us or from people that we respect and know do a good job. If you go down to the bottom, you'll find all the links to all the best news stories that you need to be on top of. You're not going to hear about rock stars that freaked out and had to go for rehabilitation, or you're not going to hear all the junk and the gossip stuff. You're not going to read any of it on our website. The only stuff on our website is the stuff that will educate you as to what's going on, things that you need to know in order to understand what's what in this world. WilliamCooper.com. And then on the left side of the page, there's a whole bunch of links. There's so much information on our website, it can keep you busy for literally months. Months. So go there and stay there for months. Months. So your brain starts working again. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. And now you know why.